Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. That's what they call me. I get that all the time, Mr. Humble. Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you for hang out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's a tax attorney. She's the author of all these books on small business taxes, the J.K. Lester series, which is just so incredibly successful. Every year, right now the new one, Small Business Taxes 2011. Let's see, what's this other one here? Your Income Tax 2011, all the J.K. Lester series, and on. She has her own radio show. She's amazing. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
I remember Barbara called me and said, Jim, I'm thinking about doing a radio show. What do you think? I said, run away. But it's going good. Congratulations on that, Barbara. And it's that time of year again, Barbara, for the This is the 13th time that you've joined us in this time of year to talk about the filing dates that we got coming up. We got corporate filing dates coming up first, and then personal, right?
That's exactly right. We're coming up next week. The 15th is the due date for your corporate return if you're on a calendar year.
Yeah.
Whether you're an S corporation or a regular C corporation, same due date, the 15th. And that means that's the date that you have to file, as well as if you're an S corporation, give the Schedule K-1 to the shareholders. But if you can't file for any reason, and you don't even have to tell the IRS what the reason is, you can get a six-month filing extension
automatic.
Just by asking.
Automatic, right?
Automatic. As I said, you don't have to tell why
it's
you want
it. It's not automatic in that it just happens. It's you got to do something.
You
it's
have
automatic
to file a Form 7004.
Right.
To get it, and you have to file it by the 15th, but
the approval is automatic.
All you have to do is file it. That's it.
yeah, exactly. So, so that's the 15th, but only S-Corps and C-Corps and what else?
That's it. That's it for the 15th. Nothing else.
No LLC. None of the LLC variations have to do that at all. No partnerships.
Nope.
Strictly those two. If you're incorporated, You have to either file a return or an extension.
Yeah, and also find out what you have to do at the state level.
Right.
In other words, you may, by automatically getting a federal extension, that may give you an extension on the state level, or it may not. You may have to file a separate request on the state level.
Other than getting it out of the way, is there any reason not to do an extension? Is there any?
No. Getting an extension does not expose you to any more audit risk, for example. No, there's no reason not to get it if you need it.
If you need it, yeah, okay. And then coming up in April, we've got another date coming up.
Well, first of all, the date in April is April 18th.
Yeah, what's the deal? I heard about that. What's the deal on that?
Well, the deal on that is in Washington, D.C., the 15th, which is a Friday,
right.
I believe, is Emancipation Day. And so they would have until Monday, and so that's what happens. They give you till Monday to file. And Monday is the due date for a whole slew of actions that you have to take.
So because Washington's got a holiday, that makes the whole country, all the millions of tax filers, tens of millions of tax filers, gives them a whole extra weekend to get ready.
Well, apparently so.
Is that till midnight on the 18th?
That is correct. You have until midnight on the 18th. If you're filing from your home computer, as more and more people are doing.
Three extra days.
Yep. Extra time to do that. So, again, if you can't meet that filing date for any reason, maybe your S corporation got an extension and didn't give you your K-1,
right,
for example.
Right.
Then just ask for a filing extension, Form 4868. The thing to remember, however, as an individual is that getting the filing extension doesn't give you more time to pay your taxes. So
right.
You want to pay as much as you think you're going to owe so you avoid any underpayment penalties.
Right. So that's for individuals, for LLCs.
Partnerships.
What else?
And trusts and estates.
And that gets you all the way to October 15th.
No, it doesn't. If you're an individual, it gets you all the way
right.
to October 15th. But if you're an LLC or partnership, it only gets you to September 15th. You get a five-month extension.
They lined the end game for all the businesses. They lined them up in September, didn't they?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And for good reason, because
right.
that forces them to give the K-1s to
right.
the owners so they can prepare
for
their return.
For their private, for their personal in the next month. Hold on to that thought. 22, right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages. Her website, by the way, is barbaraweltman.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.